Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thank you very much for joining us today. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen, is an internationally recognized expert and speaker on helping people energize their life. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life, Shift Gears for More Balance, Growth, and Joy. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Joyce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Good to have you back. You know, folks, as you know, I've said before that the time is the most precious of all commodities because, you know, we can always grow more soybeans, but we can't make more time. And so I've always said, you know, if I could just find somebody that could give me more time, that, you know, I would adopt them or marry them or put them on, you know, crown them the king or queen or whatever and make them, you know, give them power over everything. And Joyce Weiss may be that person. Joyce, you've got an idea about how to add how many days to a year to our lives?
25 days a year. That's by adding 100 minutes a day. If you add, when I tell you this, Jim, I think you're going to be very happy, and hopefully your listeners too, that we're talking today.
You know, Joyce, this is a tough room. You're going to have to prove yourself here.
It took me an entire year to interview over 1,000 people, and found out that they have over at least 50% of them. 50% of them said that they had over an hour stolen from them every day from coworkers, relatives. And if you think about it, Jim, over 1 hour a day, that's where I get this technique that I'm going to be sharing with you will give you 100 minutes a day, and which is, you know, 25 days
wow.
a year, and you are going to be able to sleep better. Because I'm finding that people worry all the time before they go to sleep or during sleep.
Yeah.
What am I going to say to someone? Or I wish I would have said this. Or how do I tell somebody that they're stealing all my time? And
it's not just the time that they take from us. It's the agony, the anguish we have in contemplating it.
Exactly, which I think the second part, what you just said, the agony and the anguish, I think is the worst.
Yeah.
And so that's why I pulled together from this research some information, and leaders are loving this because I go into corporations and I help the CEOs, whether it's a large or small corporations, deal with this problem because people are stressed out more than ever, especially obviously this time of the year. We know that. And are you ready to hear
yes.
what it is?
Let's have it.
Okay. It's called Be Direct with Respect. Be direct with respect. When that could be to yourself, meaning, okay, I've lost a week's sleep over this. I'm agonizing. I am going to be direct. I'm going to get respect from other people, but mainly I am going to get it off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first part of be direct with respect. And the other part is just telling somebody, even though you may not worry about it all the time, my gosh, I wish that person would stop interrupting me. I've got all these important reports. I have to stay at work, take time for my family, because I don't know how to tell others just to leave me alone in a nice way.
You know, Joyce, the older I get, the more stingy I am with my time.
Good.
Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not that you're getting older or anything, but have you noticed
as with every
day that dawns, I'm more judicious. I'm more guarded. I just want to make more of every hour that I have. And time thieves have less patience with them.
Exactly. And matter of fact, story time. Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
Okay. Mickey was talking to me during one of my workshops, and she was telling us how exhausted she was at having her daughter complain about her daughter's ex-husband. He's not paying child support. And Mickey was going nuts because she was seeing her daughter just waste her time, complain, and being so angry. So after talking to us and role-playing, she went up to her daughter and said, "Honey, I love you. And if I don't say this, I'm not being a good mom. I feel you're wasting your life right now. How about stop blaming your ex-husband husband, take a look in the mirror, figure out just what can we, what can you do for a living, go back to work, it's going to be better for you, and on, and that's what she needed to do. Her daughter, by the way, didn't like this conversation at first, and
yeah,
I need to listen up, listeners, you may not get the response that you want, but after they think about it, and if you did these, you know, the different techniques that I have, either in Take the Ride of Your Life or on my website, after a little time, they will come up to you and say, hey, thank you, I needed to hear that.
Well, when it comes to parents, Joyce, one of the things that we have to do is we have to love our children, and we do usually love them enough to tell them things that will make them hate us for maybe a little bit anyway.
Yes.
I mean, that's what parents, that's what parents do.
But, you know, Jim, what I'm finding over the years of speaking professionally, I cannot tell you how many people would tell me what you just said, that it's our responsibility, but yet they're afraid of their kids or
yeah.
they're afraid of their employees. I do this with leaders, and so many of my leaders, the CEOs of St. Joyce, not that I'm afraid, you know, but mainly I don't know how. I don't want them to get angry. I don't want them to
They might be getting good at giving themselves good advice, Joyce, because if they don't know how to communicate with these people, it may come out improper. It may actually cost them an employee. There's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it, and that's what you're talking about. And that's probably part of the with respect component, isn't it?
And that's definitely what it is, because if you don't do it right and you don't think about it, it's going to backfire. And that's what I don't want people to email me or call me and say, Joyce, I did it, and it bombed. No. I mean, a few tips. Number one, you've got to be bold and honest. And I'm very serious about being bold, because I'm finding most of the people in my audiences are saying that they're not. They're not. They've been going to a pattern. They're afraid, or maybe they were taught as a child.
Well, and how do you reconcile having an open door policy in your small business, which is a good thing,
yes.
with not having your time stolen?
Exactly. And I've actually had leaders tell me that between 2 and 3, I don't want anyone to come in, even though I have an open door policy. That is the time that I have to, you know, just be on my own, be on the phone, whatever.
What if we could have an unlocked door policy instead of an open door policy? An unlocked door policy. How about that?
Meaning
that you can come in, but you better knock.
I love it.
You can't just wander in, because I've seen places like that.
Yes.
And I know managers, I know business owners who never get anything done because they never close their door. And it's always somebody else's agenda that's on their desk.
Yes.
Stand by, Joyce. We've got to take a quick break. When
good.
We come back, we got more to come with our good friend Joyce Weiss, the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. We're back. It's 23 after. A little bit of Steely Dan for you this Christmas week. Joyce Weiss is our guest, our good friend. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Joyce, we desperately need to know your website, please.
Okay. TheBikeLady.com.
TheBikeLady.com.
It's easy to remember.
There's a bike story in there somewhere, isn't there?
In the book, Take the Ride of Your Life, yes, whether you ride a bike or not, it'll return to some happy times. That's
and,
what the bike
and tell
is.
It, is the book available on your website?
Oh, yes. The book is available, and if I see that it comes from some of your listeners within the next couple days, I will send a motivational gift.
All right.
Besides the book.
Will you also autograph it for them?
Oh, my, yes. There's a place when they order that says, if you want me to autograph this, perfect for last minute.
And that signature could be worth $4 or $5 100 years from now, folks. So make sure you get Joyce's signature on her book there.
Worth more than that. I'm a small business, too, you know. And matter of fact, when they go to thebikelady.com, they will also be able to get the Bold Solutions newsletter, which is what you and I are talking about. And a report on Be Direct with Respect, a bunch of free stuff on that.
This could really, you know, folks, if I had more capital that I could give you, I know you'd like to have it. If I had more customers that you wanted, I know you'd like to have that. But if we could give you more time I'd encourage you to take that instead, and that's what Joyce is talking about. Joyce, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, I want you to get back into some of the things you learned, but I wanted to ask you this. Folks, we're trying to, Joyce says she can give us 25 days, 25 days a year. Is that right?
That's because too many people, oh, absolutely, that's right.
All right.
Too many people are robbing from us, and I don't mean our money.
So here's my question. With regard to our employees, could this be a way of being direct with respect? I have been saying to my employees for a long time, don't bring me a problem without a solution. Make sure that even if you're pretty sure that your solution isn't going to be the one we're going to use, make sure I've got a place to start if you want me to help you solve a problem. Could that be a way to save some time?
That's a wonderful way. Otherwise, the CEO, the leader, becomes the counselor. And that's what they feel all the time when they say, wait, I want an open door policy. All of a sudden, people are going to come in and talk, talk, talk. No, come in with a solution. And I love the way you said it. That's be direct with respect. We may not use it, but this is how we will start. And the dialogue is great because it's starting. And then I'll know you a little better. It adds more and more. That is wonderful.
And they're also, folks, when you're hiring people, find out if you're hiring problem finders or problem solvers.
Yes.
Because a problem solver can find the problem, but then they know how to deal with it. A problem finder is just somebody who's got a critical eye and a critical mouth, and they expect you to solve their problems. And you know what? I used to be like that. 30 years ago, I was a problem finder until one of my mentors taught me how to be a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little confession there, Joyce.
Oh, that's, hey, and I used to be very, very meek, and I was not bold at all years ago. So why do you think I talk about this? Because this stuff works.
What are some other tips that we can do to get this 25 days a year back? I want mine this year.
Okay, well, you can have it this year. When somebody walks into your office and says, I want to talk, for you to say something like, I want to talk now. I'm in the middle of something. How about let's do lunch? Or how about coming back in an hour? That is still being respectful. I want to talk to you, but saying just not now.
I have people who want some of my time. I used to sell my time like that. I used to be a consultant full-time.
Yeah.
And I still have people who want to come by, and they're friends, and I want to help them, but I don't want to charge them. But I say, you know what I say when they say something about they could use a little of my time? I say, you know what? Why don't you come by, and I'll spend 30 minutes with you.
Perfect.
And so before my deal, my negotiation with them is that they know how much time we're going to spend.
Yes. And that's again, be direct with respect. You're doing it without the label.
And I like the lunch idea because, you know, you're going to eat lunch probably somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Why not use that time to help somebody out? I like that idea.
And it doesn't have to be an hour. It could be, you know, right in the cafeteria, or people bring their lunch. Just the idea of even the one-on-one. I mean, that is just, that's wonderful for both the employee and the employer.
Mm-hmm.
And something else that I suggested people write out or practice with a friend what you're going to say and figure out, what's the worst case scenario? Is someone going to get mad at me? Is somebody going to fire me? What is the worst case scenario? And then fix whatever it is, how you're going to present it to this person. How would this person react? And then the most important one is do it. And I'm being very serious about this. Mm-hmm. I hear so many people just last night. Oh, wow. I was talking to a client. Well, I was talking to a client last night on a Sunday night, but hey, when you've got a small business, you do it.
You do what you do.
Oh, and he was complaining to me about an employee and what should I do. And I said to him, you have lost the right to talk to me about it until you talk to the employee. Then come to me and let's figure out what went wrong. Too many times people are they talk to their coworkers, they talk to their friends, they talk to whomever.
Anybody but the right person.
Exactly. And then nothing gets done, except the waste of time and the loss of sleep.
Joyce, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time.
TheBikeLady.com.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Take the Ride of Your Life is the book. It's available there. And if you tell her you came from this show, you find out about her on this show, she'll do some nice things for you. Thanks,
absolutely.
Joyce. We'll see you next time.
Have me back, Jim. Please.
We will.
You're
Don't
great.
Worry. We'll get you back. Thanks. Quick break. I'll be right back with Mark Allen. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29 after. And I want to sleep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.